For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Memorial Day ceremonies will look very different this year because of restrictions put in place due to the coronavirus pandemic. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is limiting commemorations for the nation's fallen military members to 10 people. Mike McDermott, the commander of the New York State American Legion, says that some of the state's roughly 800 Legion posts will participate in Memorial Day events.
Yes, but it's more of a low-key thing because we have to follow the directions from New York State as far as this social distancing. I mean, so many places have had big, huge parades. That's their big thing of the year where they can showcase the American Legion and also our support for the remembering our dead service members from the wars. And this year, it's a little bit different. There's a lot of apprehension and, over the social distancing. So what most of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have canceled their whole show for Memorial Day. But others are having smaller, maybe not parades, but they're having ceremonies at the cemetery, keeping your social distancing and wearing of masks and not inviting the public to them. Like even in Homer here for my post, we're having a small ceremony where we're having a prayer and somebody to sing the national anthem and also laying of a wreath and the fire salute with the rifles and the playing of taps, and that's it. But the public's not invited, and we're only going to have about, I think it's 10 people, which is what the governor ordered there for, for these ceremonies. So we're following the rules, and but we decided we're going to do this because we have to honor our vets no matter what. I mean, you realize what our war dead went through, and we, a little virus should not stop us. So we're still going to salute them, and not as big as it used to be because we used to have a huge parade with the fire department and, and the police and the kids on bicycles decorated, and they would lay flowers at our monument. But that's changed this year. And a lot of the posts are doing the same thing, keeping it small, but still, for the day, they're still honoring the day and our veterans is what they're doing. I know a lot of posts, like I said, have canceled, but a lot of our veterans are older and, they're afraid and you can't blame them. And we want to follow the rules and do what's best, but still honor our vets.
What advice might you have for people in the community across New York State who do want to honor the fallen on this Memorial Day, but as you mentioned, may not be able to take part in the traditional community events?
Well, what we're suggesting is the national commander of the American Legion, he's came out with an idea. It used to be years ago at 3 o'clock, they'd have everybody turn their car lights on and blow their horns to salute the vets because, we do our ceremony, try to get it done by 11 o'clock when, the truce was signed for World War I. And, but now the national commander's come out where he's hoping that everybody at dusk, wherever they live, at dusk, they would light a red, a white, or a blue candle, or all three, and put them on your porch to show support for the, for our veterans of all our wars that have passed away. And I think that's a great idea. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people around here that are going to do that because a lot of times for 4th of July, people around lakes or whatever will light flares around the lakes, at night. But this is something different, so we're going to try to get it going here in our area and see what happens. Most of the people would, it used to be we always laugh, where we'd have our Memorial Day ceremonies and then, after 12 o'clock, the flag goes back up to full mast and then you celebrate. But, of course, it's going to be a little bit different this year, people celebrating. So I just want to, stay with your family and keep your distance. And I think that'll be the best thing we can do. And just think of your vets at one time or another during the day.
How are American Legion posts doing financially during the pandemic, since many of them operate as restaurants, bars, and also offer event space?
Exactly. There's a lot of them that are hurting, and we're trying to help them out. We know these programs they've had where they can, apply for these loans or grants, however they work it. And I know a lot of them have. I don't have any specifics because, each post is different. They run their own finances. But some of them are hurting because, the membership isn't as big as it used to be, like after World War II in Korea. And a lot of these older people, they they just cannot run these posts like they used to. The volunteer help is, it's all, like I said, it's all volunteer. And so it's hard sometimes to get these people out. Plus, you can't open your restaurants or your bars. So a lot of our income is from our, you know, takeout foods. Some of them are still doing barbecues and takeouts, of course, following the rules of social distancing. But a lot of them, you know, your pull tabs, that's a big thing that they passed years ago, or, you know, it's part of our income. Pays, you know, you can pay your utilities with that, because your utilities are still going, maybe not as much as it used to be when you're not open, but you still have to pay them. And so there's, you know, if you have any upkeep or maintenance, you have to still pay. But without income, it's tough. I'm afraid some of these posts may close, you know, before this is over. It's a terrible thing to say and think about, but I think some of them will close. You know, hopefully they merge with somebody else. But it's sad because a lot of these American Legion posts were, you know, been in neighborhoods for years. You know, there's always the community event will be held at the American Legion years ago, and still in places that it's the centerpiece of the town in your smaller town.
Does the American Legion have any statement or guidance in regards to veterans with COVID-19 being treated with hydroxychloroquine at VA hospitals, even though the drug is considered unproven in treating the disease?
There's something I wouldn't, you know, be able to do, but that would be a national, and I haven't heard, I've heard the same thing about veterans being treated with this, you know, this drug, but, you know, it's not proven to be working. So I just hope they're not using me as guinea pigs. I mean, a lot of them are used for guinea pigs for years with different medications they came out with, and it's not right. But I'm sure that if there is truth to this, that it'll come out in a national, well, be after this National American Legion, because it's not right. We shouldn't treat our veterans as guinea pigs. I mean, they deserve, when they go in these veterans' hospitals, to have the best treatment. And most of these veterans' hospitals are fantastic. I know Syracuse is one of the best. Years ago, when I came back from Vietnam, it wasn't all that good, but things have changed, and they really made some big improvements. And the people up there are dedicated and wonderful people. I couldn't, you know, say anything better about that hospital than I am right now.
Mike McDermott is the commander of the New York State American Legion. Mike, thank you for your time, and of course, thank you for your service.
You're welcome, and thank you for the phone call. And you have a good holiday, sir.